collector today. Lord, have mercy. That's always a good thing, and we pray that God would have mercy on us. A couple of words for our worship service today, our opening hymn, number 915. Today, Your Mercy Calls Us. Following that hymn, we'll follow Divine Service Setting 3, page 184 and following. Worship insert for the day. The readings are on one side, propers are on the other. We'll make sure we're on the right page at the right time. It has pleased Almighty God to summon from this veil of tears the soul of Good Shepherd member Scott Schlatter. Scott, a longtime member here at Good Shepherd, very, very active and visible in the community, former manager at Hy-Vee on Pioneer, just great guy, and succumbed to his battle with cancer on Friday morning. Funeral service for Scott Schlatter will be Tuesday afternoon at 1 o'clock. Tuesday afternoon at 1 o'clock. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Gracious God, Heavenly Father, we come before You this day clinging and begging for Your mercy. Heavenly Father, we pretend that we are righteous. We want everyone in the world to think that we are better than we are, and yet we know. We know the truth, we know our sin, because it is always before us. Heavenly Father, give us the strength and the courage to admit before You and the world that we truly are sinners in need of a Savior. And we thank You for Your mercy that has given us not what we deserve, but the gift of Your Son, forgiveness, life, and salvation. Heavenly Father, we ask for a special measure of Your grace upon the family of Scott Schlatter. Surround them with Your mercy, with Your love, with Your forgiveness, with Your hope. Heavenly Father, when we have nowhere else to turn, when our human efforts fail, as they always do, teach us to cling to You, to Your Word, to Your life, because in You is life everlasting. Heavenly Father, all these things we pray in the name and for the sake of Jesus, crucified and risen to take away the sin of the world. Amen. Amen. Hymn 915.
Divine Service Setting 3, page 184. Page 184, please stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Who made heaven and earth.
I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave me.
O Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserved your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being.
Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in this end, by the command of our Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
This time I invite you to turn to the introit as it's printed in our bulletin insert. We'll sing it together.
God is in his holy
God.
be to God on high.
Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, always more ready to hear than we to pray, and to give more than we either desire or deserve, pour down upon us the abundance of your mercy, forgiving those things of which our conscience is afraid, and giving us those good things that we are not worthy to ask, except through the merits and mediation of Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Old Testament reading for the 11th Sunday after Trinity comes from the book of Genesis, chapter 4. Now Adam knew his wife, and she conceived and bore Cain, saying, I have gotten a man with the help of the Lord. And again she bore his brother Abel. Now Abel was a keeper of sheep, and Cain a worker of the ground. And in the course of time, Cain brought to the Lord an offering of the fruit of the ground, and Abel also brought of the firstborn of his flock, and of their fat portions. And the Lord had regard for Abel and his offering, but for Cain and his offering he had no regard. So Cain was very angry, and his face fell. The Lord said to Cain, Why are you angry, and why has your face fallen? If you do well, will you not be accepted? And if you do not do well, sin is crouching at the door. Its desire is for you, but you must rule over it. Cain spoke to Abel, his brother. And when they were in the field, Cain rose up against his brother Abel and killed him. Then the Lord said to Cain, Where is Abel, your brother? He said, I do not know. Am I my brother's keeper? And the Lord said, What have you done? The voice of your brother's blood is crying to me from the ground. And now you are cursed from the ground, which has opened its mouth to receive your brother's blood from your hand. When you work the ground, it shall no longer yield to you its strength. You shall be a fugitive and a wanderer on the earth. Cain said to the Lord, My punishment is greater than I can bear. Behold, you have driven me today away from the ground, and from your face I shall be hidden. I shall be a fugitive and a wanderer on the earth, and whoever finds me will kill me. Then the Lord said to him, Not so. If anyone kills Cain, vengeance shall be taken on him sevenfold. And the Lord put a mark on Cain, lest any who found him should attack him. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
It's time we speak together the gradual as it's found in our bulletin insert. In God my heart trusts, and I am helped. My heart exults, and with my song I give thanks to him. To you, O Lord, I call, my rock, be not deaf to me. Hear the voice of my pleas for mercy when I cry to you. The epistle lesson comes from the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 15. Now I would remind you, brothers, of the gospel I preached to you, which you received, in which you stand, and by which you are being saved, if you hold fast to the word I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. For I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas, then to the 12. Then he appeared to more than 500 brothers at one time, most of whom are still alive, though some have fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles. Last of all, as to one untimely born, he appeared also to me. For I am the least of the apostles, unworthy to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace toward me was not in vain. On the contrary, I worked harder than any of them, though it was not I, but the grace of God that is with me. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 18th chapter.
Glory be to
Jesus also told this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and treated others with contempt. Two men went up into the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee, standing by himself, prayed thus, God, I thank you that I am not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all that I get. But the tax collector, standing far off, would not even lift up his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted. This is the gospel of our Lord. We confess our faith with the words of the Apostles' Creed, page 192.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified. and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
You may be seated for our hymn of the day. You may be seated for our hymn of the day. Hymn number 559, Oh, How Great Is Your Compassion.
Mercy and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I had a supervisor for a very long time. His name was Tim. Tim, I thought, had everything that anyone could ever want. He had a great family. He had a house, two cars. He had a boat. Even a vacation home in Florida. But not just the stuff. Tim also had quite a bit of power. He was the supervisor over about 6,000 people. And when you have a leader like that, they're usually very positive. Well, Tim was a very positive person. We used to kid around that if we had a pile of fresh manure in our hands, he could convince you that it was as good as gold, as great as a sunny blue sky. Tim was also a spiritual leader of sorts. He was the guy that you would go to if you needed advice on just about anything. He was also the guy, as you can imagine, one of those guys who walks into a room and you could almost feel his presence. Tim was a good guy. Tim was winning. We all wanted to be like Tim. Heck, I wanted to be like Tim. Tim never broke the rules, followed the law. Tim was a good guy. The Pharisee from today's gospel, no different. The Pharisee, plenty of wealth, plenty of power. Wealth, gosh, he could have anything he wanted. Political power, political leader over hundreds, if not thousands, of Jews. And of course, the Pharisee was the spiritual leader of the Jews. The spiritual leader, this Pharisee, he followed the law as best as he could. Who wouldn't want to be like the Pharisee? The Pharisee, he was a good guy. In our world today, and in our world then, the Pharisee, my old boss Tim, we need leaders like that. We need leaders that have confidence, leaders that have authority. We need presidents, we need governors that lead by example. We need good guys. Heck, we even need leaders in our church that speak up and have authority. In the eyes of our world, it seems like a pretty good gig to have. But in the eyes of God, something different. The Pharisee, standing by himself, prayed thus, God, I thank you that I am not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all that I get. I go to church every week. I put money in the offering plate. Heck, I even sing the hymns. All the stuff that I've gotten. You know what? I've said this before, especially when challenged or when being judged. I earned it. The place that I got to, I earned it. I fast twice a week. I sound like a Pharisee. Sounds like I am a Pharisee. We've heard people before, rich people or not, that say, I'm just not happy. When you try to complete yourself, when you do not see the sin that is in you, you become self-righteous. In fact, you even begin to give evidence. I earned it. I sound like the Pharisee. We, my friends, are that Pharisee. So the self-righteousness that's in us, how does God see it? God that sees directly into your heart. God that sees the sins that sometimes we do not. How does God see the self-righteousness? Does he say, it's just that pesky sin again. Attaboy on the tithing though. No, he wants your self-righteousness to die. Jesus says, just before this parable, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? Will he? Jesus in this parable is talking directly to Pharisees, the good guys. Disciples are likely there, but he's also talking to us. We are those Pharisees. That good guy, that Pharisee, that old boss, that guy that walks into a room that we wanted so much to be like. Well, here we are, self-righteous, and blind to our own sin. What to do? We look to the Word of God. But the tax collector, standing far off, would not even lift up his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Not like the Pharisee who says, look at me, God. The tax collector says, I don't even deserve to look at you. Instead of, I thank God that I'm not like that sinner, the tax collector says, I'm the sinner. The Pharisee says, look, he's the bad guy. Look at him. The tax collector says, I'm the bad guy, and I don't deserve to look at you. He's begging, God, be merciful to me. Be merciful. Remove this sin. Remove the judgment of my sin. Reconcile me to you, O God, my Creator. This parable teaches us how to pray. Make no mistake about it. We lower ourselves in prayer. In our Lord's Prayer, consider it if you will. Every week, we pray the Lord's Prayer. We're about to pray it here in a little bit. In the conclusion, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory. Yours, O God, is the kingdom. We lower ourselves. Yours, O God, is the power. The glory, O God, is yours. In our hymn, we just lowered ourselves and singing praises to our God. Oh, how great is your compassion, your mercy, your truth, your word and sacraments, your Son, his supper. The tax collector, we can tell at some time that he must have heard the report, the word, that righteousness comes from somewhere else. He heard the promise of a Messiah, righteousness that comes from outside of him, now that he sees his sin. He lowers himself. We too. My new family in Christ here at Good Shepherd Lutheran, we too lower ourselves, humble ourselves to the Word and His grace. We hear the Word of God and receive faith. He says, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. The tax collector, who now has faith, receiving it freely by hearing the word. Now, good tree produces good fruit. Repentance. But what is repentance? Is repentance just feeling sorry? Yes, it is. Repentance is contrition. Feeling sorry for the sins in your heart that you now see. You see your sins. Repentance is something else, though. Repentance is also trusting and believing from faith that the blood of Christ has atoned for your sins. Trusting and believing that you are forgiven. Paul sums up the two parts of repentance quite nicely in 1 Timothy 15. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. That's trust. Of which I am the foremost. He sees his sin. When the Son of Man comes, will he find such a faith on earth? We learn from our text that the tax collector, this man, went down to his house justified rather than the other. The tax collector had heard the word, received the faith, which produced the good fruit of repentance, and now is saved from the judgment of the sin that he now sees. You too, my friends, receive the faith that leads you to repentance so that you are forgiven. The tax collector, he goes down to his house justified. He goes down to his house righteous, reconciled with God, now forgiven, creator and creation, understanding that righteousness is from outside of himself. What happens after that? The Pharisee and the tax collector. Did the Pharisee just go on in his way, kept on rejecting the word of God, not seeing his sin, blind, lying to himself, giving evidence? Did the tax collector, who did go down to his house justified, later reject the word? Or did they, and do we, go forward and sin no more? Sin hinders us from leading the holy life that God does want us to live. Consider the text. Jesus also told this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and treated others with contempt. The fruit of self-righteousness. Bad tree produces bad fruit. The fruit of self-righteousness is contempt. It is judging others, hindering us from leading the holy life that God so dearly wants us to live. We hear the Pharisee, "I thank God that I am not like this tax collector. I thank God that I am not like my brother, living with his girlfriend outside of marriage. You're sinning, man. Don't you see it? Why don't you get married like I did? God, I thank you that I'm not like this tax collector. God, I thank you that I'm not like my cousin chasing spirits and ghosts, doesn't believe in the one true God. I see your sin so clearly. You're sinning. And you'll go on to sin. Why don't you go to church like I did? God, I thank you that I'm not like this tax collector. I thank God that I'm not like this homeless man begging for money. What sin got you there? If I give you $20, what are you going to do? You're just going to go down to the liquor store, go down to the corner and get more drugs and keep on sinning. I can see it clearly. Why don't you? Why don't you get up and get a job like I did? The fruit of self-righteousness is contempt and judging others. But the fruit of faith in God is holy living. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted. When you exalt yourself, being blind to your sin, you've got the house, the two cars, the boat, the vacation home, I've got lots of power, I'm going to be that good guy I so much wanted to be. I thank God I'm not a sinner. God will humble you. How the mighty have fallen. But the one who humbles himself will be exalted. When you see your own sin, you find out that righteousness must come from our one and only Savior. You see that you need forgiveness. You need the gospel of Christ. Humble yourselves and look at others, not to their sin. When you can't get the log out of your own eye, look to others for what they need. They need the word. They need forgiveness. They need the gospel of our Lord. St. Paul, he is the Pharisee of Pharisees, isn't he? He's one of us. He has quite the example for us in today's epistle. For I am the least of the apostles, unworthy to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace toward me was not in vain. On the contrary, I worked harder than any of them. Though it was not I, but the grace of God that is with me. Humble yourselves to the grace of God. Humble yourselves to the word of God. Put away your pride, for you are not your own. You belong to Jesus. Humble yourselves and receive the kingdom of God like a little child. Humble yourselves to the one word, for there is no other. Humble yourselves to the one and only faith that leads to true repentance. Humble yourselves to the one grace of God that will lift you up, that will exalt you, with Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. May the peace of God, which far surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds humble, and in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. We continue with the offertory on 192. Please stand.
Again, welcome. Welcome in the name of Jesus, mercy incarnate for us. At this time, we ask that you participate in what we call the rite of fellowship, pat at the end of each row. Please sign your name. Visitors, we're glad you're here. Please share with us your mailing address so we can acknowledge your presence in worship this day. Special word of welcome to those who are worshiping on the radio or on the internet. We pray that the good news of God's love and mercy in Jesus would be yours today and always. We worship God now with our gifts and offerings. Jesus. now with the prayers of the church. Please stand as you're able. In addition to the prayer requests that are listed in our news and notes, we pray for the family of Scott Schlatter, who was called to his heavenly home on Friday. And we lift up our prayers and petitions for Loretta Rivland and Marlene McClellan, both seriously ill, whose departure seems near. We pray. Let us pray for the whole church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Be merciful to us, Heavenly Father, for daily and much do we sin and transgress your holy word. For the sake of the perfect life and sacrificial death of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, forgive our sins. Fill us with your Spirit, that we would remain humble, never forgetting that we have been saved by grace through faith, not by our doing, but by your gracious gift. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Be merciful to our neighbors, especially to those who have sinned against us and done us harm. Give us patience and strength that we would deal with them gently and humbly, and that we would be ready to forgive as we have been forgiven. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Be merciful to your church, both here and in every place. Send forth faithful servants to deliver your grace and mercy to sinners in need. Defend all pastors from arrogance and pride, and strengthen them in the faithful preaching of your word, that true unity in the faith would be found wherever Christ crucified and risen is proclaimed. Lord, in your mercy, as we gather this holiday weekend, be merciful to those who are unemployed, that they would find gainful employment, and bless all who labor, that they would find contentment and security in their work. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Be merciful to our leaders, that they would exercise the authority given them with wisdom and righteousness, so that we would be enabled to live in freedom and peace. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Be merciful to all those who are in need. We ask for a special measure of your peace for the family of Scott Schlatter as they mourn his loss. Heavenly Father, comfort them. Bless them in their mourning, that they would hope not in the things of this world, but they would hope in the sure and certain knowledge of Jesus Christ, crucified and risen for them and for the life of the world. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Eternal Father, you and you alone make the decisions concerning life and death. We ask you to show mercy to your servants, Marlene and Loretta, whose deaths seem imminent. If it be your gracious will, restore them and lengthen their earthly life. But if not, keep them in their baptismal grace and in your abiding care. Give them a repentant heart, firm faith, and a lively hope. Let not the fear of death cause them to waver in confidence and trust. At your chosen time, grant them a peaceful departure and a joyous entrance into everlasting life with the glorious company of all your saints. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Be merciful to all those who are sick or suffering, especially we lay before you Ben, Barb, Rebecca, Tish, Ralph, Ruth, Gerald, Stacy, Haley, Ella, Michael, Rita, Norma, Dennis, and all those that we remember in our hearts. That they would receive not only temporal relief, but that in all times and in all places and under all circumstances, they would know the forgiveness of their sins and the hope of eternal life won for them in Christ Jesus. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of marriage, and we ask you to bless all those who are celebrating anniversaries now and in the near future. We ask your blessings upon Joe and Lucy Roberts, Bob and Elaine Van Valkenburg as they celebrate anniversaries this week. Heavenly Father, bless them that their love for each other would never grow weary, but deepen and grow through every joy and sorrow shared. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Be merciful to those who come to the holy altar today, that they would approach your throne of grace humbly and with reverence, and that they would receive the true body and blood of Christ in faith and for their highest good, being united in one holy fellowship with all your saints. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. We continue with the service of the sacrament, page 194. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is meet and right so to you.
It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, who with your only begotten Son and the Holy Spirit are one God, one Lord. In the confession of the only true God, we worship the Trinity in person and the unity in substance, of majesty co-equal. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, Holy, Holy Lord God of
in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you.
the very body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus, strengthen and preserve you in both body and soul unto life everlasting. Depart in peace and joy. Your sins are forgiven.
Amen.
Please stand for the Nunc Dimittis, page 199. Give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy, you would strengthen us through the same in faith towards you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Bless we the Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Please remain standing for our closing hymn, the Doxology 805. I encourage you to check out the Good Shepherd news and notes, activities and events in the days and weeks ahead are listed there. Also, we have some new Higher Things devotions. They start today. They start today. They're in a box there. So help yourself to those. Great for personal or family devotions. Portals prayer on the information booth. Help yourself to those as well. You're all invited for coffee and goodies. We'll have our Sunday school opening in here in about 5 minutes or so. One opportunity for adult Bible study. We'll continue our study of the book of Romans. We're in Romans chapter 4. That's in the fellowship hall. Also, a reminder, funeral service for Scott Schlatter will be Tuesday afternoon at 1 o'clock. Tuesday afternoon at 1 o'clock. It's kind of an unusual circumstance with the holiday tomorrow and the church office being closed, so things will have to move pretty quickly. But Tuesday afternoon at 1 o'clock. Pastor, anything else?
This evening at 7 o'clock at the campus of Concordia Seward, we will have our first Bible study. We'll be looking at the book of Acts, so college students are welcome for that. Should be in the TLEC, the Throm, that
Tome.
One. Tome. Yep, that
Tome.
Building.
Come on.
We always called it TLEC because it was easier. So.
Yeah. The Tome building.
Yeah. Yep, TLEC. Yeah.
When you have that much money, you can tell people how to pronounce your name.
Okay.
In my home congregation in West Point, everything had a plaque on it that said Tome on it. So it's not just in Seward. So, it's an exciting opportunity. And do they have to be a college student? What if they just, like, happen to live in Seward and want to come and hang out?
I think that's just fine, so long as the college will let you in. So.
Okay. All right. So that's this evening at 7 o'clock, and the plan is every Sunday evening at 7 o'clock for that Bible study in Seward. Wonderful. Good job, Vicar. Please join us for coffee and goodies and time of fellowship, time of studying God's Word. Have a great holiday, great day in the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ.